Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
My name is Helen O'Dea. I'm the nurse on campus in Mary Immaculate College. Previous to this, for the last 8 years, I have been working in the health promotion unit in Mary Immaculate College as the health promotion spider. I'm 51 and I did nursing after leaving cert. It suits my interests and and health promotion then allows me the space to be out there in my advertising capacity, you know, get people to listen. Like when in the, as a nurse, people only present themselves when they're physically unwell, but health promotion is always to prevent ill health, to prevent mental health issues, to be able to manage our physical bodies without getting into difficulties, and managing our mental health before it becomes an issue. When I saw it was a time for change. At the moment, I arrived to the college around 8:10, and my first meeting in the morning is with the health promotion unit. Carlo Sullivan is the coordinator of the health promotion college project, and I meet her around 8:15, and then I meet with Laura. Laura is the off-campus placement this year in the health promotion unit. I meet her at 9:00, and we set up on a Monday morning the projects that we're going to do for the week. Appointments that are made for students would be relating to their general health, the majority of which would be sore throats, colds and flus this time of the year, sexual related matters, alcohol related matters, and maybe on Mondays and Tuesdays. Our population is 2,500 students. They're 25% of those are mature students. So we have a good range. This college particularly is female dominated, whereas and we have a good mix of males, but not as much as maybe UL would have a good 50-50. But we are female dominated. So a lot of our issues, our student issues, would be related, you know, would be female dominated. We also have a counselling team on the campus as well, and we liaise with them. I suppose in the past, when people entered into a college, there wasn't the computer link up. People had a lot of bags and boxes and books, and libraries were packed. Now it's the computer. The computer rooms are packed. People are very isolated. They're sitting in front of their web pages and their downloads, and everything is very technical with students. We need to really recreate community areas. We need to recreate community settings where A can speak to B. I suppose the students that I would be meeting on a recurring basis would be students in difficulties because of my job here. Everybody has difficulties, but not everybody has the support systems and the support networks that others would have. So I suppose it's a parenting role, if you like. Constant encouragement, constant motivation, difficulties with relationship with students and breaking down of relationship, or finding accommodation for students that are dismissed by their friends. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh, yeah. The perception is students have it easier now than they ever had. I don't believe this. I think students have it more difficult because, if you like, the students of the past were elitist students, you know, and they had, the parents had money to support them to send it. The modern day student is mostly providing for their own accommodation, their extra fees. If they miss a year and have to pay fees, they have to find that funding for themselves. I don't think it's easy. I think life is always difficult for young people growing from childhood into adolescence and into early adulthood. Most students present themselves into college in early adulthood, and it is a time of transience between maybe running back to mum and dad at weekends, not spending for themselves, finding it difficult to support themselves. I think students need support all the way. I think sometimes it isn't until second or third year that students really can feel part of the college, because they're coming in, they have lives outside, they're working, they're running a family in some cases, and sometimes they would have particular home issues. A lot of students would come to campus maybe without a great financial backing, and in the past students who would present themselves to third level would have been the elite of society. Now everybody gets a chance to education, but everybody's difficulties are different. What I would be dying to do as a parent and a mother myself is to put my arms around and bring them home. But the reality is, life is difficult. We must learn our relationships by going to college and by making relationships with new people, and by falling out, and by meeting others again. So it's a continual, if you like, breaking down of relationships and renewing relationships and making new ones. Because, if you like, you're coming out of home, to a large majority of people, coming out of home and establishing new friends away from home, and that can be difficult. The person that you thought was great crack and great fun may not be the friend in second year that you thought you had invested a lot of time in. Most students will tell you that the most valuable thing for them in college is a good friend. And if we can provide friendship groups, if you like, from the Mental Health Matters in first year and the suicide prevention courses, you can see students fourth year on, and you go into the canteen and find clumps of students that you've met in first year from the different groups that we rang in Health Promotion, see them together and still supporting each other right through the years of college and on and beyond into postgrad courses. I'm returning for masters. All right. My interests are all related to nursing and care, and I love this opportunity that I have now this year as a nurse on campus in Mary Mackley College. I embrace the job, love the students, and look forward to my time here.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.